happened at the back? Six times? Okay, fine. Five times is the highest count. Old Testament, one time. Anyone? Genesis 2. What's the last book? Malachi? Nothing, no one, huh? Oh man, this is really bad. Okay, then you all are going to have a tough time answering all my questions today. So we are going to have a Bible quiz. How many of you all are excited or disappointed? Give some reaction, please. Okay, so we don't want to do this, brothers versus sisters. We'll quickly divide you all into teams. Okay, from here start counting. One, two. No, no, no. One, two, one, two. Same here. One, two, one, two, one, two. Carl, start counting. Quickly. Bro, one. Ones, twos, sisters done? Brothers, quickly. Okay, sisters, all the ones, I think you all are done. Please raise. Not done. Anyway, all the ones raise. Charles, go back. Ones and twos, all the ones stand up. Brothers, are you done? Okay. One sit down here. Only sisters one stand. All twos stand up here. Twos go at the back. All the ones come front. Okay, brothers, take start from the third row. Sit from the third row. Sisters, all the ones, take the first three rows. All the brothers, serial number two, take the rows at the back. Sisters, all serial number two, come front. Is it clear? Any confusion? These are not special seats. Please take the seats. Brothers, quickly sit. Okay. Hey, these are ones, right? Okay. Ones on the left-hand side and twos on my right-hand side. Settled? Any confusion? Ones this side. Anyone not having a number? Okay. We will have multiple rounds and it's going to be a competition, points based. So support your team, be ready to answer as fast as possible. And some general rules before we could start. Okay, anyone missed what I said at the back? Did you hear what I said? No. So we are going to have multiple rounds of quiz. And you'll have points for each round, varying points. So you gotta be quick and answer fast as possible to get the points for your team. Cheer your team so that they don't get disappointed. Okay? Judge number one is Shalom Xavier, and judge number two is Timothy. So he'll monitor who's cheating, who's not cheating, who's being fast, who's not being very slow. So we'll start with round number one. Round number one is called as swords drill. How many of you know what swords drill is? Only one person. Lift up your swords. Can I see your swords, please? No digital swords allowed. So let me give you a small rule on this. You can't use your mobile phones. Okay? And so the game goes this way for those who don't know. I'll read out a reference from the Bible. The first person to get it should stand up and start reading. I hope that's clear. If you stand up and don't read, you don't get the point. And whichever team reads it first gets the score. And you can't read more than once. Your chance is only once. Okay, shall we start? Swords up, please. So the first reference, Matthew 12, 36 and 7. Matthew 12, 36 and 7. You have to read. Matthew 12, 36 and 37. Louder. Okay. That's the correct reference. Okay, there was just a trial round. Did you all understand what you all need to do? I didn't tell you how many points. You all didn't ask. 10 points for every correct answer, okay? We'll start from now. Are you ready? Okay, the judges need to keep score. No minus marks for this round. Okay, shall we go to the next one? Okay, this is the first question, okay? Swords up. Don't keep bookmarks.
No, keep,
Colossians 4:6. Colossians 4:6.
Please always be with grace, seasoned as it were with salt, so that
once
you
again
may know
judges
how you should respond to each person.
Okay, team one, start reading. Just read loudly.
Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one.
Okay, 10 points. Next reference, swords up. No bookmarks. Romans 12:16. Romans 12:16. Okay, judges, they have to start reading. Don't stop them. I can't hear anyone reading.
Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits.
Okay, 10 points. 40. Okay, next reference. Swords up. Swords up. Lift your swords. Divya, close the book. Last youth meeting, close your book. Isaiah 42:3. You have to start reading.
Yeah.
10 points for team 1. Next reference, swords up. Proverbs 3:5-6. Proverbs 3:5-6. Okay, 10 points for team 2. Next reference, swords up. Proverbs 4:23. Team 1,
above,
start reading.
Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life.
Done. Okay, next one, swords up. Hebrews 3:12. Read it loud. Yeah, that's the right one. Okay, last two. Swords up. Easy one. Deuteronomy 33:12. Yes. Last one. Swords up. 2 Chronicles 13:5. Second Chronicles 16:9.
Okay. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
Ruben, did you read twice?
No,
he didn't read. I didn't hear him reading.
I stood up, but I didn't.
Okay, judges' call is final. Next round. Okay, for this round, most of you like singing and know songs, right? So, you will see, this is not for everyone. So, I'll ask a specific question for team 1 and then team 2, okay? So, round 2, songs and references. So, you will see a song on the slide and you need to take out the reference and start reading it, otherwise I'll pass it to the next team. Okay, so this round, how many points? 10 points. Ready? Question number 1 for team 1. you don't answer within the next 10 seconds, it will pass. Team to search. If they pass, you will need to get it. 5 seconds.
Quickly.
Shall we pass? Pass it to the next team. Okay, I'll give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Team 2, any chances? Okay, no one. Okay, I'll give you a clue. It's from Isaiah. 5 seconds. If you're good, don't get it. I'll give you the answer and you can go to the next question. Okay, somehow finally one person got it. 40? Okay, read it.
Let the every valley be lifted up and every mountain and hill be made low, and let the rough ground become a plain.
No. You're very close to 44. Anyway, since none of you all got it, it's from Isaiah 43:19. Isaac, read it. Isaac, read it. Read it from 43:19. No. 40. No points. 43:19. Read the verse. 19.
Behold, I will do something new. Now it will be spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, river in the desert.
Yeah. Okay, since none of you all got it, no points. We'll go to team 2. Your question is this. You have 15 seconds to answer. Okay, Israel, give you a sample of the song.
Oh Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power.
Don't listen to him singing.
Thou hast made the heavens and the earth, thy outstretched arm.
10 seconds.
Nothing is too difficult for thee.
David, you got the answer.
Nothing is too difficult for thee.
Ezra, 1 second. Answer. Very good. Give them a hand. You're not cheering for your team. One person answered. Okay, team 2 gets 10 points for this question. Okay, next question. Team, okay, it was Jeremiah 32:17. Okay, third question for team 1.
Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days.
Use concordances.
From every nation, all of creation,
you can use your Bible.
Bow before the Ancient of Days.
Someone got the answer. Revelation. Okay. Give them a hand. Revelation 5:13. That's the answer. No using mobile. Yeah, you can't do a mobile search. You can use your physical Bible. Yeah. Next question. Group 2.
I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great. It is great to the heaven.
5 seconds.
And thy faithfulness to the clouds.
Team 1, any idea? Psalms 9, no. But it's from Psalms. Okay.
Psalm?
It's from Psalms.
Yeah.
Someone has an answer? No. Okay, it's from Psalms 57. No points for either of the team. Next question, team one.
From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Since it's an easy one, your countdown starts faster. Five seconds. No.
Sam. Oh, sorry.
Okay, anyone from team two? Can you read it? 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11, 11. Fast, Sam. Okay, I'll give you the answer since no one got it. It's Psalms 113 verse 3. You can refer to it. Okay, last question for this round.
He said 139.
It was for question... Okay, now it's for... It's for... Okay, for team 1. Last question. Team 2, sorry. Sorry, team 2. Last question.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Someone has to read it. Proverbs what? Read it. That's the one. Okay, I'll give the score point to... Yes, Tilak already read it. Point to team 2. Okay, we'll move to the next round quickly. Okay, next round is called as Guess Who. Okay, let me explain the rules of this game. So, you have to guess the person or the character from the Bible. Okay, I'll give you three questions. First, I'll read out the first question for the person. Okay, if you get it at that question, you'll get 15 points. And if you don't get it and you ask for the next question and you answer it on the second question, you'll get 10 points. And if you still don't get it and you want to go to the last question, which will be fairly easy, you'll get only 5 points. Okay? So we'll start with team one. Okay? Listen to the first question. If you guess it at the first question itself, you'll get 15 points, remember. Okay? I only have a few sentences written about me. They are in Chronicles. Any idea? First question. Any guesses? I only have a few sentences written about me. They are in First Chronicles. You can refer your Bible. And that's a very good answer and guess. I don't know how he got it, but it's Jabez. Let's give him a good hand. Jabez is right there, Bien. Okay, so 15 points for team 1. Team 2. Okay. Okay, the second two questions were, my prayer to God to stretch my boundaries has made me the subject of a few books for all ages. And the last one was, my name means pain. So that's Jabez. That's the right answer. Okay, team 2, your first question. I was extremely vain and disloyal to my father and caused a lot of problems because of my selfish ways. Who am I? Guesses? No negatives? No negatives. You can answer only once. Think and answer. I was extremely vain and disloyal to my father and caused a lot of... If you answer once, that's it. No second chance. Second question. Okay. I was killed by Joab, one of my father's commanders, with 3 spears. Okay, that's the right answer. Third one was, I am the son of David. Okay. So only 10 points. 10 points. Second question. Okay. Team 1. Okay, Paul asked me to accompany him on his second missionary journey to Derbe, Lystra, Taurus, Philippi, Thessalonica, and Beora. Who am I? Paul asked me to accompany him on his second missionary journey. Who was it? If you say pass, we'll go to the next question. If you want 15 points, you need to answer. Silas is the right answer. Not bad. 15 points. The other two questions are, I was in prison with Paul praying and singing to God when an earthquake came, opened the prison doors and broke the chains. The third one was, my first Bible appearance is in the book of Acts. So that is Silas. Okay, team two. Okay. King Xerxes did not know I was a Jew. Who am I? King Xerxes did not know I was a Jew. Wrong answer. Don't give the answer. Okay, second question. My cousin took care of me as his own daughter since I did not have a mother or father, Esther. Only 10 points. Only 10. Don't give her the answer. This team gave her the answer. Okay, only 10 points alone for this team. So, yeah, I think, do you want to have a refresh on the scores? Next round will be on the screen. Keep looking at the screens. Judges. Team 1 are at 90 points and team 2 are at 70 points. Okay, good job. Okay, next round, round 4. Okay, this round, each answer you get 20 points. Okay, so it's a fill in the blanks. You need to complete the verse. You can look at the Bible and also tell me the reference. Okay, we'll start with team 2 now. First question. Team 1 should not answer. If they pass, then you will get points. You need to tell me the verse and also the reference. If you guess the verse, if you tell the verse by heart, I'll give you half a point. I'll give you 10 points. If you can find the reference, full points. Shall we pass? 3 seconds. 2, 1, 0. Okay, team 1, any guesses? No guesses? Last chance. Okay, it's from Romans 10:10. Anyone can read it? Someone quickly. Okay, I'll read it. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Okay, no points. Okay, team 1, here's your question. If you can tell the verse, half a point. If you can tell the reference, full points. Someone's answering? I can hear answers, but not in the right format. Take a shot. Tell someone. I already hear answers. If you're not answering, I'll pass it to the next team. Quick. Which version? It's almost correct. Okay. It's from Psalm 73, 26 and 28. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Okay. We'll give them full points for attempting. 15, yeah. No, 20. This round is 20. Okay. Third question for team 2. You have to stand up and say. Without the reference, half point. I'll decide. Tell the verse. No one's making an attempt to stand up and tell the verse. If you do it, I'll tell it to you. I'll give it to you. Say, come on. No, no, Ted, read the verse first. Read the verse. It doesn't connect to this. I'm Livingston, read it out. Yeah. Read it. That's good. That's the right answer. Give him a hand. Okay, last question for this round. Okay? 20. Last question for this round. Team 1. What happened? Someone guess the reference or the verse. If you say no, then I'll pass it to the next team. Did anyone get it? Team 1? Cyrus, read. Or say the verse. If you know it by heart, you can say it. Shall I pass? Pass to team 2. Someone got it? Nope. Did anyone get it? Okay, come on, read. Reuben. I can't hear. Okay, I'll cancel this. It's actually from Revelation 12, 10 and 11. Reuben, you didn't complete the verse, but you said it. I can't give it to you. Okay, we'll move to the next round. Okay, it's not on the screen. You have to listen to me. Okay, next round is called as Who Said to Whom. Okay, we'll start with team 1. 10 points for each answer. Okay. First, who said to whom? I know my Redeemer lives. If you only say one half of the answer, you'll get only half the points. You have to tell me who said it and to whom. I know my Redeemer lives. To whom? What's his name? You want half a point or full point? Who? No. The other person, the other friend. Yeah. So you want only half a point. Someone's giving the answer here. To whose friend? Which friend? Name the friend. No. The other person, the other friend. Okay, it's Bildad. I'll give you half a point. Okay. 5 points. If you answer full, 10 points. Okay. Team 2, Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Who said to whom? Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Answer. Wrong answer. Wrong answer. Any more guesses? The answer is in the question that I'm reading it, and you are not able to guess it. God said to whom? God said to whom? Half an answer. Sam already answered only half, so I'll give you only half a point. Okay, team one. Team one. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you mightily. You will prophesy and you will be changed into another man. Who said to whom? It's a quote from Old Testament. That much I can tell you. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you mightily and you will prophesy and you will be changed into another man. That's the correct answer. Full points. Okay, team two. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Two? Okay, full points. Next question. Team one. Not by my might nor by power, but by my spirit. Who said this? Who said it? To whom? Huh? It's in the book of Zechariah, but it's... Yeah, that's the correct answer. Okay. Team two. Last question. The hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. Who said to whom? Who said to whom? Very good. The Hell in Samaria. That's the person. Okay, last two. Okay, this is an easier one. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the whole earth to show himself strong on belief of those whose heart is loyally to him. Who said to whom? Who said to whom? I know one of the prophets. Which prophet? To? He told it to someone? Or was it told to him? What's the name of the prophet? Second part of the answer is correct. Tell it. That's the right answer. That's the one. Hanani said it to Esau. Okay, last one. Team two. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Who said to whom? Old Testament, yes. Who said to whom? Before we move to the next round, last question. At least get half a point. Who said it? It's from the book of Joel. That's only half the answer. Who said it? Who said it to whom? Who said it to whom? Last chance. Okay, only half a point. Finished. The Lord said it to Joel. Okay, last round. Look at your screens. Okay, scores. Team 1, 145 points and team 2, 120 points. Give them a good hand. Okay, last chance for you to get good points, okay? Team 2, we'll start with you. And on the screen will be projected a picture. You need to get the story behind it. And also, you'll get plus points if you tell the reference for it. Okay? First picture. Okay. That's only for the first round. Okay, the answer is correct. Sam, repeat it again. Okay, can you find the reference for it? For this, you get only 15 points. If you get the reference, you'll get 5 points extra. At least tell me which book it is from. Which chapter? If you want the 5 points. Okay, I'll move to the next team. Second question, 15 points. Team 2, second question. answering? Who's answering? Jairus' daughter, what is being done? Jesus healed Jairus' daughter. Which book and which chapter? 15 points, but if you want the extra 5 points to still beat team 2, you need to answer. Okay, I'm moving. Okay, team 2. Mark 5, yeah, that's the correct answer. You can give them 5 points extra. Okay. Group 2. Third question. Easy one. Easy one, come on. We did a Bible study last week. I know that. Give me the reference. Your team already answered its good summation. Give me the reference. If you want the extra 5 points, quickly. Luke 10, that's the correct answer. 20 points. Okay, next picture. Team 1. Little antique. It's not clearer. Look on the bigger screen. There are three persons. Come on, it's so easy. Okay. That's correct answer, but from which book? Which chapter? For the extra 5 points. Genesis chapter. You need to tell me the chapter. First. Next chapter, 22. Give them points. 15 points, I meant. I already came this side. Team 2. Next picture. Yeah, 15. Really? Yeah, you shared, David. That was just my doubt. Is it David? If you say it's David, you need to find the chapter and the book. What is David doing? What's David doing? That's what I asked. Saying the sheep, which book and which chapter? Samuel 2? 2 Samuel? Chapter. I need the chapter. First, before I could move the cross to the other side. Okay, that's the correct answer. You can give them full points. Okay, next picture. Let's see. Elijah is, what is he doing? You need to tell me the whole thing. Don't just tell me the person. Which mountain? First Kings chapter. I need the chapter. Mount Carmel is correct. Elijah is correct. And First Kings is correct. Which chapter? Kings 18 is correct. Plus points. Next picture. Next picture. Okay. Names. Okay, just guess one person from the picture. Paul writing. Okay, to whom? It's very difficult. Okay. Does Paul writing in a jail, to whom? To whom did he write from the jail? Tell one. Okay, Ephesians is correct. Paul writing to the Ephesians from the jail. Okay, last picture. Yeah, 20. Last picture. Okay, which book and which chapter? Luke chapter? Luke chapter 24, that's the correct answer. Okay. Well done. Judges, score. Okay, before we have the score, last round. Interesting round. This is open to both the teams. You have to nominate one person from either one of the team and recite to the judges all the 66 books in the Bible in the order. Who wants to take the challenge? I'll give you 30 points for this. 30 points. all 66 books in the order starting from Genesis to Revelation. Challenge. Team 2, if you do it, you'll get 30 points. You need to nominate one person from your team. No using the Bible. Don't memorize now, Silas. Close the Bible. You can't memorize it so quickly. I mean, if you can, you are too good at it. Anyone, come on, team 1 and team 2. Team 1, one person. Team 2, one person. No, don't do it now. Close the Bibles. Okay, whoever wants to try, give it a try. Okay, judges. Okay, we'll go with team 1 first.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Joel, Amos, Hoshea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians. No. Okay, one more try. Okay. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, Revelation.
Okay, team 2, you heard it.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, First Samuel, Judges, can I go again? Okay. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, Revelation.
30 points each. Okay, final scores.
Okay, team 1 gets 250 points. Give them a good hand. And team 2 gets 225 points.
So who's the winner?
So team 1, congrats, you're the winners. 250.
Okay, since you are all, most people were struggling in the last round, we thought we will help you in remembering the 66 book of the Bible. So I'll request Brother Suresh to come up and give us a start.
Okay. Okay, so the idea is that everybody should be able to remember all the books of the Bible in order. Okay, so we'll start with the Old Testament. So Old Testament, right? So Old has how many letters? O-L-D, how many letters? 3 letters. Testament has how many letters? 9, okay. Old Testament has 39 books in it. Okay, Remember that. Fine. So now these 39 books we are going to remember. They are in 5 sections. Okay? So you have to remember this. 5, 12, 5, 5, 12. So say after me. 5, 12. Say again. Very good. Okay. So the first 5. Okay? The first 5 are the books of the law written by Moses. Okay? So the first 5 books of the law written by Moses. So in order to remember that, we can learn this sentence. God, can you show us the sentence? Okay, so before that. Okay, so fine. So before we get into the first 5 books, just let's think about what we already know. Okay, Old Testament books, which is the first book everybody knows? Which is the last book? Okay, so Genesis, Malachi, we know. Which is the book in the middle of the Bible? Which is the largest book? Psalms, okay? So we have so far, I mean, assuming you all don't know anything, Genesis, Malachi, and Psalms is the largest book in the Bible and it's in the middle. What's before Psalms? What's after Psalms? Okay, so Job, Psalms, Proverbs, fine, okay? So, so what do we know so far? We know Genesis, we know Job, Psalms, Proverbs, and we know Malachi. Okay? So we're going to use 5:12, 5:5:12, right, to remember everything else. Okay? Okay, let's start with the books of the law. So the books of the law is, books of the law, so going back, God's eternal love, or God's eternal law, if you like, God's eternal love never dies. Okay? Say that after me. Okay, so that is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Say. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. God's eternal love never dies. Okay, so first 5. What's after 5? Okay, so first is law, then is history. Okay, so first is law, God's eternal love never dies, then is history. History is 12 books. So those 12 books we're going to divide into first 3, middle 6 and last 3. Okay? Now the first 3 and the last 3 end with a woman's name. Okay? We'll do first 3 first. Imagine a judge called Joshua who's judging a woman called Ruth. Okay? So Joshua judges Ruth. Okay? Joshua judges Ruth. And then we go to, so that's how you start the history section. Then you go to the next 6 books. The next 6 books are in reverse alphabetical order, okay? So it's S, then K, and then C. So 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. Okay? So just go with me so far. Say Joshua, start books of history. Okay, and then the 6 in the middle. Okay, 1st and 2nd Kings, Samuel, 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. Very good. So now we are headed in the right direction. So for the last 3, okay, the right direction is east, northeast. Okay? So the last 3 books of history are Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. Okay? So Joshua judges Ruth, Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, 1st and 2nd, and east, northeast, which is Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther. Okay? So you got books of the law, books of history. That's 5:12 so far. Everybody's good? Everybody knows it? Okay. Now we come to the poetical section. Okay, so the poetical section are these some of these books that you mentioned. So there's Job, there's Psalms. After that, like you said, there's Proverbs. Okay, so Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs. He wrote 2 other books, Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon. Okay? So remember that. He wrote Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Okay? So that's the poetical section, also called the books of wisdom. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Can you remember that? Okay. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Shall we do like from the beginning so far? Okay. So start. Genesis. Okay. Ruth. 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Josh, Okay. Some are behind, some are forward, okay. But yeah, okay. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, then Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Okay, we've done 5, 12, 5 so far, right? 5, 12, 5. So we need one more 5. Next 5 are the major prophets. Okay, so this is your sentence. I just love every day. There are 4 major prophets. The middle is actually a prayer. Okay, Lamentations is a prayer. Okay, so if you remember, I just love every day. That tells us Isaiah, okay, so what have we got so far, starting from the beginning, God's eternal love never dies, okay, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, East, North, East, that's Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. I just love every day. Okay, fine. Now the minor prophets. Minor prophets need some special effort. So we'll sing a song for you. Please come up. quickly. Okay. Mics. Mics, okay. Where's Ezra? Okay, so. Everybody has mics? Okay. Okay, ready. Okay, listen, you'll have to learn the song. That's how you learn the minor prophets, okay?
O jo e mo jo maina haze haze ma, these are the names of the minor prophets. Learn them one by one.
Learn them one by one.
Hang on. Can we play on B instead of A? Okay, that's better. Okay, B.
Ho jo e mo jo maina haze haze ma. These are the names of the minor prophets. Learn them one by one.
Learn them one by one.
Ho jo e mo jo maina haze haze ma. These are the names of the minor prophets. Learn them one by one.
Learn them one by one.
Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Ho, Jo, Amob, Jo, Mina, Haze, Haze, Ma. These are the names of the minor prophets. Learn them one by one.
Learn them one by one.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, are you going to sing with me? Okay. Let's go from the beginning. Ready? Let's go. Sing.
Ho jo e mob jo maina haze haze ma. These are the names of the minor prophets. Learn them one by one.
Learn them one by one.
Ho jo e mob jo maina haze haze ma. These are the names of the minor prophets. Learn them one by one.
Learn them one by one.
Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Ho, Jo, Amos, Jo, Mina, Haze, Haze, Ma. These are the names of the minor prophets. Learn them one by one.
Learn them one by one.
Okay. Now you all sing. Hojo, sing. 1, 2, 3, sing. Ho. Very, very good.
Learn them one by one.
Hosea, Joel,
Amos, Obadiah, Jonah,
are the names of the minor prophets. Learn them one by one.
Learn them one by one.
Okay, now you have to close your eyes and sing Hojo Imob. Okay, ready? Close your eyes.
Hojo Imob, Jo Minor. Haze Haze Ma.
Haze Haze Ma.
These are the names of the minor prophets. Learn them one by one.
Hojo one by one.
Hojo Amos, Jo Minor.
Haze Haze Ma.
These are the names of the minor prophets. Learn them one by one.
Okay, sing Hosea.
One by one.
Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah.
Jonah, Micah,
Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
And Malachi.
Hojo, Amob, Jo Minor, Haze, Haze, Ma.
Haze, Haze, Ma.
These are the names of the minor prophets. Learn them one by one.
Learn them one by one.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so. So just to revise very quickly, we have 5:12, 5:5:12, that's the law. God's eternal love never dies. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, East, Northeast, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, which is the book of poetry, major prophets, I just love every day, I-J-L-E-D, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Hojo, Amob, Jo Minor, Haze, Haze, Ma. Remember Habakkuk, B is before G. So Habakkuk, Zephaniah is before Haggai, Zechariah. Okay, remember that. That's it. So you all know the Old Testament. Let's go to the New Testament very quickly. So New Testament, so New has how many letters in it? 3. Testament has how many letters in it? 9. Okay, everything in the New Testament is multiplied. Okay, the power is multiplied. So therefore you have to multiply it. 3 into 9 is 27 books. Okay? Okay. So 27 books are divided. It's not so easy, 5:12, 5:5:12, so forget that. Gospels, history, one book of history. Paul's letters, there are 13 of them. General letters, 5 of them, one book of prophecy. Just a note on Paul's letters. Paul's letters are named based on, just go back to that earlier thing. Paul's letters are named based on who he was writing to, okay? So he wrote to groups of people, that's the initial, all the way up to Thessalonians. And then he wrote to individuals, that's Timothy, Titus and Philemon. Hebrews, we don't know who wrote it, but all the other books, general letters are named based on who was writing it. Okay? So Paul's letters based on who it was written to, other books based on who was writing it, except for Hebrews that we don't know. Okay, so let me just tell you a story to help you remember. Okay, so we know the Gospels, right? Gospels I'm not going to spend time on. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, everybody knows? Okay, so after the Gospels, imagine an ark, okay? And a giant sitting, or Goliath sitting on the ark and eating popcorn, okay? And he's drinking tea. Okay, so what do we have? We have an ark, that is Acts, Romans and 1st and 2nd Corinthians, okay? Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Now then Goliath is eating. What's he eating? Okay, what is Goliath eating popcorn with? Okay, very good. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Okay, so Goliath sitting on the ark eating popcorn. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. And he's drinking tea. 5 cups of tea. Okay. That's Thess, Tim Tim Thai. 2 Thessalonians. 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus. Okay, so he's sitting on the ark and eating popcorn, drinking tea, 5 cups of tea, and he's watching a wrestling match. Okay, so there are two people wrestling, Philemon versus James. Philemon is the last book of Paul's letters. Moving on to the next. Okay, Philemon, okay, so this is how you remember it. He's watching a wrestling match. Philemon, he bruised James. That means Philemon defeated James, okay? Bruised, as in crushed him. So Philemon, he bruised James. Remember that order? Philemon, he bruised James. So James, Hebrews is unknown. James is the first of the general letters. So James and Jude are both brothers of Jesus. There's so two brothers at both ends, two disciples in the middle. James wrote one book, Peter wrote two books, John wrote three books, Jude wrote one book. Okay? So just to remember that so far. And the last book is Revelation, which is the end. So let's just go back and remember the New Testament once again, starting with the Gospels. Okay, so then the Ark, Acts, Romans, Corinthians. Goliath eating popcorn is what? Galatians, Philippians, Colossians, then 5 cups of tea, which is what? 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, then Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter after that, 1st, 2nd and 3rd John after that, Jude and Revelation. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brother Suresh, for that wonderful explanation. Do you all remember it or forget already? Okay. Never mind. If you go and practice this, you'll try to recollect some points based on that which you can catch up and remember the 66 books of the Bibles. One thing, the Song of the Minor Prophets, guess who wrote it? It's Aradhana's and Adarsh's dad, okay? So you'll thank him later. Okay, so all this quiz and, you know, trying to remember verses and, you know, trying to have a particular way of reading the Bible and all that. You know, there's this verse in 1 John 2:14. In the last part it says, I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the evil one. Even recently we heard in the story of Pilgrim Progress, you know, he had the sword, right? And he had the word of God in him. That's the reason he was able to defeat the devil. And what John is trying to say is he's saying that you young people, and we are all young people, and if we don't have the word of God abided in us, how will you defeat the devil and how will you overcome it? So our intention to have this quiz and, you know, try to memorize verses and try to memorize the books of the Bible is just not for knowledge sake. We want to just create an appetite so that you take it back and go read the word of God and cherish it. So if you remember me asking how many of you made a resolution to read God's word this year, some people put up your hands, some people did not. How many of you did not make a resolution? I think most of you put your hands up. But instead of me saying anything, I will call a practical man, that is Practical Selvam, to give us some practical tips on how we could make God's word interesting in our life to read it daily and become a part of our life. So, Brasilum, over to you.
The moment Moses said practical Selvam, all of you said that he's not practical. Okay, let's stand up and give a big hand to the youth team who put such an effort for all of us to remember this thing. I really appreciate and really challenge my own heart. So keep up, youth team, all the brothers and sisters, and who take trouble for all of us to remember God's word. Okay, take your seat. I'm not going to take too much time because I think lunch is there for everybody. Lunch is there for you. Okay, and 1:45 will finish. Now it's 1:40. Well, I remember long back, Brother Zach is encouraging us in one New Year meeting to read God's Word daily and to complete a New Year, I mean, to complete the New Testament in that year. You were there, any of you? I think Elisha or the old, the sister were there for a long time. Some of you were there. Okay, well, I encourage young people when they ask, have you covered a Bible from end to end? I like to see the hands again. Can you? How many of you completed the Bible from end to end? Means from Genesis to Revelation. Can I see the hands? One or two. How many of you completed from Matthew to Revelation? Okay, good. So, well, I'm not going to give you any practical advice because I myself having a challenge to read God's word. I'm going to speak for my own heart and for all of you. My brothers and sisters, day is coming. We are going to have a famine of God's word. You're going to have a drought of God's word. We may not find Bible to read God's word. When I say we may not have time to read God's word, you know, the world is becoming such a busy world these days. You yourself know, when you grow older and older, when you go from school school to college, college to office, office to a higher position, you're becoming more busier. You're going to have a famine in our own, in our own life. So I challenge each one of us, including me, to start reading from Genesis to Revelation. I got challenged from a brother called Sundar Singh. He's not alive. He was a wonderful brother. He was here. And whenever I used to meet him, I used to get challenged. He used to say, "Brother, I read the Bible, you know," he used to say a number, I think a double digit number, 22 times or 30 times. I used to get really challenged. So don't take God's word lightly. So one practical thing is you tie up with another brother and another sister, which I used to do. I used to sit with a brother. I used to read, "Brothers, let's read God's word daily." Sometimes it may not be practical for you to sit together, but you can challenge him. "Brother, I'm going to read today Genesis chapter 1. Okay, we are going to start together. You may read in your house, I may read in my house, but we are going to start together. Tomorrow you may be tired. Okay, brother, let's continue the day after tomorrow. Let's read Genesis chapter 2. So tie up with a brother or a sister that really help you to challenge one another. God's word says, encourage one another daily. Isn't it? I challenge, before leaving this hall, find your partner to read God's word. Will you do that? Yes? I can't hear. Louder. Before leaving the hall today, find a partner with you to read God's word daily from today. Okay, this is what Brother Zach challenged long back. He did not pressurize. I'm not pressurizing you, even though I'm a very pressurizing man. Okay? Well, my brothers and sisters, let's start reading God's word, not making a law. It means, let me not read a full chapter daily. If I have a time to read only half a chapter, doesn't matter. Read half a chapter. God is not going to hold our neck. Tomorrow we can continue another half a chapter. If you have strength to read only 3 verses a day, today, doesn't matter. Tomorrow you may have more energy to read a complete chapter. So relax. Don't put a rule for yourself. But relax. But don't give a gap. Don't give a break. You can read from Genesis to Revelation. You can read. And sometimes it may be boring to read God's word. I have gone through that, and most of us going through that. Doesn't matter. It's like taking a medicine. You may not like to take medicine, which may not be that tasty, but it'll help you later. Many words which I thought it's boring, when I heard from the pulpit, that was such an encouraging verse for me. So this is what I do. Before you leave, you find a partner to read God's word together. I'm not asking you to read physically together. I mean, he may be in his place and you may be in your place. You can challenge one another. That's one thing. So today is January 24th. So December 24th. One day before Christmas. So, one day before Christmas, you can complete Bible. Can you challenge yourself to complete Bible one day before Christmas? That is 24th of December. Okay? If you come and tell me that, "Brother, I read the Bible," I will give you a treat. I mean it. I'll give you a treat that you complete. It's very important for us to read God's word to see how God led his people from one situation to other situation. We can't read one by one. That's one challenge. Second challenge. Whenever we hear from the pulpit, sometime Brother Zach or elders say, "I encourage you to read Psalms. I encourage you to read." Today Brother Zach challenged to read 2 books. Can any of you remember? Isaiah 5 and 6. Take that seriously. You can go note it down. You can make a note and go read Isaiah 5 and 6. That's another thing. Another word, God's word says, if you turn with me to Proverbs, which I used to see this habit in many older brothers to do, but we, as young people, are missing this. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 21. So drill, anybody can read? To save time, I'll read. Yeah, bind them continually on your heart, tie them around your neck. You know, most of the, I've seen some of the older brothers, they used to write the scripture in a piece of paper, they used to stick it in the fridge, or they stick it and keep it in the paper and to look at them once in a while. That really sings. I've seen that. That really sings. I can't forget one verse which one older brother gave to me. "Don't be dismayed. I am your God. Stand still." I can't forget that verse, even though I can't tell the exact reference, but that really challenged me once in a while. Many times when I go through the trouble. So, young people, don't treat this as something for older community. It's for us. Take a piece of paper, write down the verse, keep it with you. Every time when you travel in a bus, travel in a sitting for waiting for somebody, you can just take it and look at it.
That helps you. That helps you a lot. And redeem time. I've seen, I've learned it from some brothers like Brother Newton, even some of the brothers here. I don't want to quote the name to embarrass them, but they keep the Bible, small Bible. Every time they get a time, every chance they get to read the Bible, take, read one or two verses. Every time. So that's a good habit. It's not demeaning to keep a small Bible with you. I like to keep Bible with me. Whenever I get a chance, I like to read. So you can have that habit. Okay, let's summarize. Number one, you're going to find a partner before leaving here. So to challenge one another, we are going to complete reading Bible. Today's 24, December 24th. So December 25th, we can have a party. Okay? Number two, so whenever the elders challenge or somebody challenges, you can go through. The last week we got a challenge to read complete Luke. We can read that. That's not part of regular reading, but you can read that. Number three, write down, as God's word says, write down in a piece of paper whichever the verse encourages you or somebody challenges you. You can go through that again and again. That's one thing. Okay, now in the internet we have a challenge to become, all of us to become pylons in Bible, to spend 15 minutes to listen God's words. Have you seen that, any of you? Yes, so we have basic Christian teaching, we have verse by verse, we have through the Bible. Those are things that really help you. You can have, we all of you having a smartphone, because you're smart, you can plug it into your head and you can listen to that. Okay, well, let's pray. My brothers and sisters, as I said, there's going to be a famine of God's word. We are getting into the time where we are getting time to read God's word. Let's take it seriously when we have more time. Let's not become paupers, but let's be rich in God. Let's save up God's word in our mind for the future. God's word says, learn from the ant, save up for the winter. So let's, when we have time, let's read God's word and save it up for the future. In the end times, God will help you to remember that. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to commit each one of us into your hand, Lord. Help us, Lord, to take your word seriously, Lord. Help us love your word, because the word is written for our own good, Lord Jesus. It's from you, Jesus. We want to love it, Lord. Help us to spend time to read your word. Help us to discipline ourselves, Lord. Help us to cut down the things which is not important and to spend to read your word, Lord Jesus. Thank you. You're going to do it, Lord. Help each one of us. Encourage us. Strengthen us. Challenge us, Lord. Thank you. You're going to do it, Lord. Bless you, Master. Ask the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, Lord. Sorry, I took 4 minutes more, but you have a good lunch waiting for you.
Thank you, Brother Salem. Okay, the meeting is over. Just one announcement. If you have